Okay, let's begin. I want to continue where we left off yesterday. And we're on number 28, Shir number 1, Chazar. What are the four pshatim of Gavi, Goyim, Brachu, Atzma? Gemara asked Akasha, said they asked Ben Zoma, why are Dvarim Boy Machas Asuda, Besuch Asuda, do not require a Brachu, Lufnei, Molachrein? So Ben Zoma said, because Pas potters them. So Gemara asked, Sihachi, if that's the case, yain, bread also should potter? But bread should also pot the yain. The word says, no, yain is different because it's kovea bracha l'atzma. It's gorein bracha l'atzma. Rashi says, so let's get the four pshat on gorein l'atzma. Yeah? Number one, with me?
Yeah.
Is Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel on the mouth of the base is yain poter other mashka. That's why it's gorein bracha l'atzma. That's a very difficult pshat. Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah, we saw it inside. It says, nice pshat, but the lashon is not meir ken. Garden bracha atzma is required its own bracha, not in potter's other mashkin. So that's the first shot. Second shot is the Rashbam and Taisvus in the mouth of the base. He says birkas ayayin is yishtanah liyuluye, goes from brei preitz to brei pri agafin, whereas other mashkin go down to shahakol. Yes, that's the second shot. The third shot is Doras Arua, that you say a bracha tov meitiv. If you have two wines, and the second wine that's brought in the meal is a better wine, you say tov meitiv. And number four, the fourth sheet is the Ritva, who says it's distinct from the Suda. That the yayin is balashtiyah, and the rest of the Suda is lachila. So you see that, according to this last shot, it's not tafka b'yayin, either other mashkin. Even other mashkin, also the Bahag, the Master Vitri, also say that, remember we learned that bread does not pot or other mashkin? But Taisus, Dermasko E, says, according to the answer, Shani, Yayin, Shakar, Brachel, Atzmo, only Yayin is chayv in the Brachel, Shasuda. Other mashkin are potter. And that's the pshat, Lamaisa. That's the pshat. Now, Rashi, here, just says Kama Makomos, we said Kama Makotos, it comes, it's special on its own, and we said put together this with the Rashi on Daf Memam in base, where Rashi says that it's for the Kiddush Avdallah and Birkas Chasanah. Okay? Fine. That answers number 28. 29. What are the two ways to be mazma the Kasha of Ihachi? The two ways to mazal the kasha of the ihachi are the following. One way is to say, and the way it's, some rishonim actually say, that you soak the bread in the wine. The ihachi is to soak the bread in the wine. That's what the Rav Yoh says, that they, in such a case, you soak the bread in the wine. Yeah? That's what the Rav Yoh says, and Rabbeinu Chananel says, that they all say that that's a pshat. The Tzlach says a pshat, Mabai's also like that. Taisus didn't like that, because Taisus said, that's a davar pashut. You know, what kind of kasha is that? You know, because when you drink wine, you can't say you soak it in there, because that's the yain is tuffel. We don't say a brach on that, you know what I mean? You wouldn't even say a brach on it. So you can't tell me that it's referring to soak in the wine. Yes? So how does Tosus Masber, what it's talking about? Tosus says it's talking about what? Regular wine. When you drink wine during the Suda, why do you need what? Why do you need a bracha? The yain comes because why? You want to soak the food down. Tosus on the bottom. You got to put together the Tosus Masber and Tosus Yachi. Tosus on the bottom says, why do you drink wine, come upon in the meal? To soak the food down. So if it's to soak the food down, the Gemara is challenging. Why you need a bracha? You follow me? So the two ways to learn is that the bread is soaked in the wine, and that you soak the bread in the wine and the yain. But that's a very hard shot to say, Taisa says, because yeah, it's not. It's tough for. I mean, it wouldn't even need a bracha on its own. You know what I mean? But Tosus says, Lamai says, very. This Rashi sheet is very difficult because remember Rashi said it's relish. Tosus is based on the fact Torah Rabbi Machlis Asud are things that are like you know entrees and stuff like that. According to Rashi, that it's things from Malachis Apas. It's very very difficult to say that it's based on that. That the Dvarim Boy Machnas Asud. You follow me? Very hard to say. That answer 29. Then 30. What did the Sefer Shlomo Mishnoso say in order to answer the Rashi from the second Kasha of Tais Damascus Hilchasim? The Shlomo Mishnoso wanted to say, maybe that's what Rashi says. Maybe that's what Rashi says. Maybe Rashi, you could say the Pshat of Tais is in the Das Rashi. Only problem, maybe, and I was thinking, how do you do that? Because Rashi says Malachas Apas, right? Remember, we said only things are Malachas Apas, and the Ayin is not Malachas. Maybe drinks are different, I was thinking. Rashi said Malachas Apas by foods. But maybe by drinks, Rashi would say the definition is wine on its own. So maybe Rashi could interpret the Gemara's Kasha as not that it's what? A relish, but rather it's a regular drink of wine. You could say Tosis crowd for Rashi too. I did Rashi define Dvarim Aboy Machlis Asud as Dvarim Malachas Apas. That's by foods. Then maybe by a drink, specifically wine, he would treat wine as being separate, meaning you're using it as to soaking it down, you know, when you eat. You know, Tosis used that expression. Remember that? Tosis said you're drinking it many times in the first line of Ihachi. Ihachi Anifra Pasal Vada Yain Machlis Asud Asi. She was so said, come upon me. Why are you drinking many times? In order to soak the food down. You wouldn't be drinking it on its own, right? You see the first line of Tadimaski Haki? That's what he means. So I'm saying maybe that's what Rashi would interpret the Kasha as well. Ah, doesn't Rashi say Malachas Apas? Maybe he only says it by foods, but maybe by drinks, I was thinking. I'm embellishing to say Bishlom Mishnasa. Okay. Fine. Take number, you have the. Let's go to Shir number two, number one. Okay. What does Tosa say in the mouth of Midamaski Haki? Omri. Let's summarize it, Tosis. Tosis says that the Gemara says that Yain is to soak it down, so bread should potter. The Gemara answers Yain is going from the outside. Rashi says because we say it many, many times, even though we don't need to drink, like Kiddush, like Arison. Then he quotes a Rashi Mishansa that says what? That you say Brain Priya Guffin, it was upgraded, the other Mashan Shako. Then he writes a Miu, what's the Miu? The Miu is that the only problem is Yain. Shar Mashkim, though, is a Dover Pasha that Pas Patrasin. Even Yain would be Pater if it wasn't for Borech Latzman. Then he says that's against Masa Vitri. Masa Vitri says you say you have to Shishakon on every time you drink the water because it's like Nimlach. Aye. And then he says, Vahadulo Parachacha. So according to the Masa Vitri that said water is different, water is different than wine. Water, even what? Water is not different than wine. Water also requires some bracha, right? That's why they want to pick on wine. Because why? Because it's Zion, actually. Water is not Zion, so it's obvious the what that pas doesn't potter. So that line is to defend the what, the Maksovitri. How the Maksovitri read the Gemara against that Birim in the Tosefta, in the Sifta, the Birim Tosis. You'll tell me what are the other sheet to say? That Mashkin or Potter, which is the way we pass, they'll just say it was a double portion, right? The other ones didn't come up because it was a double portion. It's done to soak it down. So it's done to soak it down. It's obviously pas covers it. Then Tosis says, Mew, the reader of Inutam, say you don't say a bracha on Shar Mashkin or Boimatok Asuda because pas potters everything, and the iron potters everything because the Iker Rosh of Mashkin. It's Tuffalo. And therefore, Mashkin Bachmasuda. It's going to soak down the food. There it is, possibly without drinking. Paspot is everything except wine. And based on that theory, that things are drawn by boy machas asuda, that's why we don't say a bracha v'adam in the slot of maror, because since we have to eat it, it becomes part of the suda. Yeah? You got me? That summarizes number, that answers number one. Two, what's the mahalach on the gidis rodim on Taisis? What's the mahalach on the gidis rodim? So the mahalach on the gidis rodim is the following. The Mahalach on the Ginis Rodim is the following. He has two kashas, the Ginis Rodim. Very, very good, two strong kashas. Number one, he says, And he says a mahalach to answer the kasha. Yeah? Number one, he says, the Ginis Vodim, he says, why does Tosis say the reader of Rabbeinu Tam, all maskin is thorim? He already said that earlier, that Rabbeinu Tam said that. You look in the Tosis, right? And my mouth of it, and then Shar Mashkin Marpato. What do you need to repeat it again for? Me or Rabbeinu Tam, that you don't have to do it. That's one kasha. Number two kasha is that why does he say, Madai Biru B'tok Divrem, the Allah of Yain Fod Mishar Masa? That's nothing to do with the price of tea in China. The Gemara is focusing on pass-popping everything. It's not focusing on wine. Why does he even bring it in? That's a very good kasha as well.
He's asking on Tosis.
Why does Tosis bring in the fact that Yain is a Rosh of Kol Mas? Why is that relevant? It's not relevant. The Gemara was talking about pass. So he wants to say, he gives the following answer based on the Bach. That the Bach in Siman Kufay and Dalit says, Lefi the Machzor Vitri, Shar Mashkin are Niftorim. Yes, only water, which is not Zan, is not Pata, which is not the way we read the Tosis, right? He's picking only on water. Other Mashkim are what? Other Mashkim are Niftorim. You follow me? Now, there's a third sheet to the Shibole Alekid, the Shem, the Bahag, that says other Mashkim are Potter as well. Other Mashkim are not Potter. So you got three sheets. Rabbeinu Tam says all Mashkim are Potter. The Machzor Vitri says water's not Potter, but other Mashkim are. Yes? And the Shibole Alekid says water and other Mashkim are not Niftarim. So he wants to say that the Terence of the Gemara is that drinking and eating are two different tracks. And anything that's drunk cannot be potter. But according to the Machzor Vitri, only water is not potter. So with that in mind, you can understand Tosis. Tosis says, Rabbeinu Tam says, Shar Mashkim are potter, but that's only Shar Mashkim besides for water. Water, you can't prove anything because water is not Zon. So maybe they're not Niftarim. That's where Tosis repeats Rabbeinu Tam and says, no, Rabbeinu Tam is against the Machzor Vitri. And he says that the fact that Yayin, you with me? The fact that Yayin potters other mashkim shows you what? You're not working with what? Zon. You're not working with the mechanics of Zon. You follow me? You're working with the fact they're included in the other brachas. So just like what? Just like the bracha chashuva and Yayin, or Geffen, potters, shahakal, and all the other things, Motzi also covers other things. Not because of what? Not because of Zon. you follow me? If Pas Pata the Muslim Maska because of Zon, right? Why would Yain Pata all the Maska? It's not a Zon thing. Yeah? It's not Priyagofen. So you have to say it's because the Rosh Kol Maska. Because they're Tufel law. You follow me? It's not because they're a Choshuv thing. Not because of the Zon. And because like Iker and Tufel. So once you say it like that, that's why he had to repeat it. He had to repeat it to say, I don't hold like the Machzor Vitri. That it's not an issue of what? Water. He had to repeat it, Lamaisa. And he says that I want to show that it has nothing to do with the fact that Yag's on a Mashkin, and therefore it covers everything. And therefore, Lamaisa, by his repeating it, it shows that it has a lot of relevance, because it showed that Pas Pater's everything. You follow me? Not because of Zon, but because of being the notion that it's the Rosh of all the foods. Okay? So that answers both kashas. You need to repeat it to show against the Shubal Elekid. You need to repeat it. That's not based on what? Based on Zon. It's based on being Tofel everything and being Choshev. And that's what that's Pshat and Minas Rada. That answers two. Three. What's the Machlokes Rashbam and Rosh? L'gavi Yayin Shem Tuch HaMazon L'Achar HaMazon Tom Brach Achrona. Rash, the Russian Simon Sof Simon Chavov quotes a Rashbam and Zochim that says, if you drink Yayin B'toch HaMazon, yes, it doesn't require a Bracha Achrona. Because Birkas HaMazon patters. Okay? Because Birkas HaMazon patters Bracha Achas Me'en Sholosh. You got what I just said?
Yeah.
If you drink the Yayin B'toch HaMazon, you don't need a Bracha Achrona because Birkas HaMazon patters the Pat is the Alagafen. So Rush says it's wrong. Because it says in our sugya that if you eat in the window after the sugya, you need a bracha rishon and a bracha achrona. And that was bracha achas men shalosh. I thought automatically what? Birkas Hamazon patters it, according to you, Rashbam. So you see that it doesn't automatically patter. And he says, the reason why Yayin doesn't require a bracha achrona is because, like, Dvarim Aboy Machlas Asuda. If it wasn't for the fact that it was Dvarim Bracha La'atzmo, it would also be patter for bracha rishona. And bracha achrona it's patter from, because we don't say, I want you to get this down, we don't say the svar of bracha Dvarim La'atzmo will cause me that Birkas Hamazon won't patter. You follow me? It's not so strong to say that Birkas Hamazon won't patter. So that's what Tosis writes himself. And Tosis adds on himself, and if you drink wine after the Suda, he says you don't need a bracha achrona after it because it's always considered machlas a Suda. Okay. Our Gemara, our Tosis doesn't say that. But I want you to get the machlekes Rosh and Rashbam. That answers 3, 4. What's a machlekes in the Bahag and the Rosh that got a kos Birkas Hamazon? Stunning Rosh. The Rosh of Simon Chav Zion quotes the Bahag that says when you bench alakosa yarn, you drink the wine, he says you don't need a bracha alagafa priyagafa afterwards. Why not? Because the Birkas Hamazon he said before it bothers it. It's nuts, the Rosh says. Rosh says a dumber tamua, gama amlo nogu king. It's a pella that the Birkas Hamazon he said before is going to bother it? It's unbelievable. Okay? That answers 4, 5. What's the story in the Gemara? The Gabi Rav Hun and Rav Nachman, the Gabi Pasa Baba Kisni. So, the Gemara tells a story that Rav Huna ate 13 loaves from Pasa Baba Kisni, at least according to the Poshub Shat, Moshe Rishonim. And it was from, it was a shear of a calf. And he didn't say a brach achrona afterwards. Rav Nachman said, this is nuts. You ate these loaves because of hunger. Not kederach pasah b'avikisin, they only eat a little bit. You ate a lot of them. So what's going on here? You ate a lot of them and you weren't soveya? Doesn't make any sense. I don't care whether you're not soveya. Kol sha'acherim kovan alav suda sarkavara. Because batla died today, it's a kolod. Since other people would be koveya sud on this, you definitely needed a bracha achrona. And that bracha achrona should have been benching. Okay?
Did we
you got the story? That's the story straight up.
Can we say that?
It's objective. It's objective. Which we'll get to later in Shir, this show. It's objective what the Shir is.
It's objective, like time from time?
Yeah, it's a certain time, how much you eat. Yeah, we'll get to it. And he said, this is nuts. You know, I don't care what. But that's what Butler Dyson Balon was saying. That it's there's a Shir to it, and you ate enough, and you should have set a bracha, you should have benched. Okay? Remember we said, Pasa Baba Kistan, this is that Gemara, Shmuel. That if you Kovei Asura Pasa Baba Kistan, you need to wash the Amotzin bench. You only eat a little bit, you see on the zonas and al amichu. This is that Gemara. That answers number 5, 6. How did the Rabosav Shirazi, Rabosenu, I should say Rabosenu Shirazi, how did the Rabosenu Shirazi and the Bahag, they were all the one same sheet that Rashi quoted, right? Mazmir's from a fix that, Ech Rabosenu. I wrote the first should be above, Rabosenu. Should be Rabosenu. Okay? How was the Rabosenu of Rashi and the Bahag Mazmir the Gemara? And what was the kasha that Rashi asked in the sheet? Also, I forgot the squiggle mark on the Gemara. So it's an amazing thing. I was Mazmir the Gemara to you that it was a little pastries, right? Yeah?
Yeah.
Rashi said he thinks that's nuts. I'm sorry. Then Rashi quotes Rabosav and Rabbi Yehuda that says it was bread. His mom was pas gomer. It was not pasav b'kisn at all. Was Mamish Pasfoma. You see that sheet he said?
Yeah.
And according to that, he didn't say a bracha because he wasn't Soveya. So Rashi, and that's what the Rabosenu, his Rabosenu said, and that's what the Rabbi Yehudai Bahag. So that's why I call the Rabosenu and the Bahag. They both said that it was Pasfomor. And if it was Pasfomor, the reason why he didn't say a bracha achrona in bench is because it wasn't Soveya. So he said, Rashi, yes, that's nuts. We have a Shita. That may review to were machmer that you feed a kebeya or a kesayis later on daf mem ches midrabanan you got a bench minatora if you're not so vey you don't have to bench but midrabanan if you eat a kesayis or kebeya you got a bench right so how can you ignore that but Rav Huna didn't hold like Rav Meir Rav Yehuda come on how could that be Rashi says very difficult yes and then Tesim and Bez he says Rashi I think Rav Meir is the one that says kesayis says kebeya. I don't remember. But whatever it is, Lamais, it's a Pella to say that Rav Huna ignores those Shifas. Very, very difficult, right? Remeir is the one that says Kazayas, and Reb Yud is the one who says Akebeah. You got me? I was right about that. You follow me? How could this be? Okay, that answers number 5. That answers number 6. 7. Give 3 tirutz in this kasha. We have 3 tirutz in the kasha to save the Rabboso Sharashi and the Bahag. Okay? What are the 3 tirutz? Okay, here we go. The 3 tirutz are to follow. We said like this. We said you have to say like this, even though it's a very, very strong kasha. But we said one teretz is from the Goz Ben Aryeh. Yes? Mm-hmm. He wants to say that Rav Huna, even according to the Bahag, there's a shear of a Kazayas or Kebeah. Yes? But Rav Huna stopped himself from saying a bracha because he wanted to continue and eat to be chayv min ha-Torah. You follow me? So that's why he didn't say a bracha.
What does that mean?
And at that point, he didn't say a bracha because he wanted to continue to eat.
Oh, he didn't have enough shear. Oh,
he had enough to be chayv benjamin rabbanah, but he wanted to be chayv min ha-Torah. You follow me? Right. So I guess they caught him at the point where he wasn't yet done. That's the first answer. Who says that? Hagos ben Aryeh. You got it? Second teretz, Slach, and also that goes Ben Aryeh. Rav Huna was eating with other people. He wanted to be motzi them in benching. Gemara says in Mem Zayin that the Gadol is supposed to mevarach for other people. Problem is that the people that he was trying to be motzi had already eaten. They were satiated. They were chayv min ha-Torah. He was not, so he's only chayv min rabbanah. So he was only chayv min rabbanah. How can he be motzi someone who's chayv min ha-Torah? The Bahag says later on that someone who's only chayv min rabbanah cannot be motzi someone who's chayv min ha-Torah. Rashi quotes the Bahag later on in Memchesim and Aleph. So Rav Huna was chayv birchas hamazon, but he didn't want to say the bracha yet for other people to be motzi them because he was only chayv in Rabbanah, they were chayv in that Torah. Yes?
Yeah, so you can.
It's also similar that they
you can work the 2 answers together.
You could, but it's they're too far as why he kind of was going to probably. In the second half, you don't know if he's going to continue to eat, but whatever it is. He wasn't willing, didn't want to be motzi them, that's all it meant. Not that he wasn't going to bench, he was going to bench, you know what I mean? And the first answer also, like you said, he was going to bench. And then lastly, the third answer is the Evan HaShlomo. The Evan Shlomo says that the Rabboso Sharashi said the Chamer Mekoveya to say benching on a Kazayas Kaveya, only if the Suda is enough for him. Vieta Kaveya of Pas with other foods. Right? Even if he's Soveya only from because of the other foods, he's still got a bench. You follow me? But in this story, he was not Soveya at all. So if you're not Soveya at all, you can't bench. You can't bench. Only Chiddush of the Chumim that a Kazayas or Kaveya is good is when you eat the Kazayas or Kaveya with other foods. That's create a situation where you're satiated. But if you're still not satiated with only the little Kazayas or Kaveya bread, then you still can't bench either. It's a big chiddush. But he's saying, I want you to get this. When the Rabbanu or Kovei, the Kesayas or Kaveya is enough to bench, that's only if you're satiated with other foods besides this bread. But if you were not satiated, and you only ate a little Kesayas and a little Kaveya, that's not enough to bench even the Rabbanu. That's why you didn't bench. Okay? That answers number 7. Okay, great. Let's go to number 8. Okay, Vaita. Let's see number 8. What does the Eshkol say on Pshat and Gemara Legabe Bracha Achrona? Now, the standard Pshat in the Gemara, I'm gonna introduce it for you now. The standard Pshat in the Gemara is Yei Pasa Babakistan, correct? Not like these Rabahag, and not like the Rabosu Sharashi. Right? In the story, right? The Pasha Pshat, Rav Rishonim say you ate Pasa Babakistan. Is that correct? Okay? Please don't confuse it. The Rabboso Sharashi Bach said he ate Pas Gomer. Then you got to ask yourself, why didn't he bench? Sharashi says he wasn't so. Rashi quotes him saying he wasn't so bad. That's a Pella. You ignore a mayor of Yudas who had 3 terutz. Yes? One terutz says what? He wanted to continue to be chayv in a terutz. That was the Ghost Benari. Second hand Slacha Ghost Benari is you want to be most of the people who want Chayiv Rabbanu. If the Bahag should also, you have to be Chayiv in a Torah. Third answer is even if you're Chayiv in Rabbanu, but it has to be satiated from the other foods. You weren't satiated, so you couldn't say a bracha. Yes? Now, if you go back to the other Rishonim, standard shot of Jay Pasab of Kistin, what did the Sefer Eshkol say? So he said like this. I want you to get it. Sefer Eshkol writes, B'shem Rav Haigon and the Rith, that Rav Huna didn't say a bracha at all after he ate the Pasab of Kistin. And the Sefer Eshkol in Simin Yilches says, in Hilchos Suda, he says, even though the Chomer Machmir to require Birkas of Mazon on a Kazayas Yukabeya, even on a Chila, you had no Tikrei Sviya, nevertheless, they're only Machmir by Pas Gomor. Wow! They're only Machmir by Pas Gomor to say Abrach HaKon on a Kazayas. But Pasav HaBakistan, they left that on the Din Diraisa. So therefore, the only time you're going to say Abrach HaKon on Pasav HaBakistan is if you are Savea. And you're not Savea? So since you weren't Savea, you didn't need a bracha. Yes? That's a very mechudish answer. But that's what he's saying. He's saying you need Kedei Sviya, even Min Rabbanan, for Pasav HaBakistan. Clear? You got it? That answers number what? 8. Okay, that's a very, very big Kiddush. But it makes sense. They had Pasav HaKistin, he wasn't satiated, so why say Abrach HaKrona? They left it on the Dindi Raisa that you need to be Kedei Sviya. The only time that they require you to eat Kezias and Kebeya for benching is what, by what? Only by Pas Gomo. Yes? That answers 8, 9. What is the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah say about Dasar Rif? Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah says the Rav Huna did not say a bracha at all. Not Birkas Hamazon, not other brachas. That he absolutely did not say what? Didn't say a bracha at all. So they add on, you might have not said Birkas Hamazon or Alamichi, but you did say Brena Fashos. Wow. And the Shulchan Giburim says that in Osal, but that's Rashi the Rif. The Rav Huna said, "Bring the fachos, Allah Lomaisa." You got it? So he did say, "Bring the fachos," and that's what the Shulchan Geburim says. Bedas Rashi the Rif, that Rav Huna was like Rashi says on Lamed Zayin Adar Askav Alok. Okay, that answers number 9, 10. What does the Rambam, the Rashi, and the Rosh and the Shulchan Aruch say about the story? So, the Rambam. Empiric Gimel Lachates and Brachos of Yudalev. You got me? So they want to say the Shulchan Aruch Sumekuf Samaches Zivav. The Rav Huna did not say Birkas Hamazon. He said Alamichya. Wow. Lo Bichur Achra means he didn't say Birkas Hamazon, but he did say Alamichya. Achilas Pasav of Gishus Lo Bikviya Suda is not Chayav in Birkas Hamazon.
They hold that
dach
here in every case where it says
below
below
below. No, Achilles Pasav Kish is not chayv in benching. You understand what I'm saying? Again, the Rambam, the Rashi, and the Shulchan Aruch say, what did he mean when he said he didn't say a brach afterwards? He didn't say because I'm Muslim afterwards, but he did say Alam Mechia. Tosus Riyachasin says the same thing. And your Mukhruf to say like this. Why should it be any worse than Chamesh Mini Dagan that are cooked in the Kedem? But we said Brach Achtman Shalom. Okay, that answers 10. 11. What's the Machlagis Rosh Raivin the Gabishir Kotten? What's the Machlagis so there comes out, let's say a guy ate a small amount. Yes? He didn't eat the shear that requires you to wash. A motzi and bench. You ate a sheer cut in the food. So what's the din in that case?
It's still.
Oh, so it's a machleish rush rivet. The rush in simid lamid.
Oh, it's not.
No, Shira ben says you eat a sheer cotton. The other people are not kaveh sudan. You cannot say a motzi and bench. Cannot. Cannot say a motzi and bench. Yes.
Yeah.
Even he says if you ate a sheer cotton, the people are not ruggle. You don't say. Gamim Daitar, let's say he had his das Hashem Kriya Suda, Botla Datsen's Kolodim. Who holds like that? The Machaber. Chaber and Simon Kufsam Ches Tzivov. Yes? So what is the if you eat a small amount of food that most people are not kaveh asud on, then you follow most people. Therefore, you cannot say amotzi, you don't bench. Even though for you it's the same kaveh asud, sorry. Doesn't work. Okay? But that's it, it's a kolod. However, they quote in the name of the Ravid, the Rosh quotes in the name of the Ravid, that if you're kaveh asud, you must say amotzi because a Muslim, even though other people are not kaveh asud. Yes? Yeah? So he says, if you kovei a suda, then you say, must say amotzi because a Muslim, even though achirim are not kovei a suda on this year. Okay, you got this? I play this Rabbi Rush. Okay, let's continue now. What are the two examples of Bava Dites and Zakulam?
They carry baskets over their head, on their heads. But they carry on Shabbos. They're both from carrying. For them, they're experts. But for everyone else, that's a shinui. So both of that ends up alone, and that creates a tour. Number two, we had that Lamed Hay in the base. People are so enlightened, they're going to suit on wine. Shouldn't they bench? No. Both of that ends up alone. They're not hybrid in the muscle. Please get those two examples. Okay? That answers number one, number 12, 13. Give ten shlosh of shakim. I should have added on the word shakim. Give three shakim to add to the phrase ade kiftin. Give three shakim to the phrase ade kiftin. Okay? Three shakim. Number one. The first shot of ade kiftin, according to Rashi, that's called the Rashi, is the shir achila you ate is because of the hunger. That was a shir kviyas. If that's a shir kviyas, then it should generate a hirkas of muscle. Why didn't you say a bracha? He basically yelling at him. Rav Nachman was yelling at Ravuna. Hey, they got it. This was eating of hunger. Eating of hunger constitutes kviyas suda. Kviyas suda muscle kisses should warn what? Hirkas of muscle. That's the first trap. Number two, the iri. Iri muscle zelma. Tosu fakhe angli. It's ill hefe. They said, achilas shorav. This was not enough. Meaning, Ladaika, Dibir Ranaki said that there rhetorically, this achilo, what was it? This an achilo of hunger? This wasn't enough? I mean, come on. See, the first way we said in a statement form, and this was a statement form where you say this is a eating of hunger, and therefore it should constitute a pseudo, and therefore you should have to what? You should have to bench. The other result, the other shot is to include the opposite, it's the same outcome. Meaning to say he's astonished. He said rhetorically, he said, this wasn't a food of Vyasu, he ate so much. You got it? That's the second shot. What's number three? They're all in Maskarab. What does he say? The here's sort of a Daimar Kafanu. He said, if they're Amira. He like said, you need to show me over Rakhu because of Muslim. She says, Adayim Rav. Meaning to say, Ade Kafan is from the words of Ravuna. Yes? They're from the words of Ravuna. He's trying to be masked why he didn't say a bracha, because he's still hungry. It's against our Girsa. Our Girsa has the words out of Kafka coming from the mouth of Nachman. This third shot is a new shot, the Girsa being that it came from Ravuna. And Ravuna was describing for himself because he's still what? He's still considered to be hungry. You got it? Ravuna was being masked why he didn't say a bracha, because he's still hungry. You got that? That's against our Girsa. That answers number 13. Those are the few shots of the B-tweet. B-tweet is an expression. Ade kafka. Number 14. What is the mahalach that got me kosher achayim kol gloves and muscle of bark? So our mahalach was the following. One mahalach is that it's from the words of Rav Nachman in our Gemara. It was called like Ravuna. And that's before she was Rishonim. Many Rishonim. The Rizk, the Rav Yod, the Zeruah, the Tamir, the Benayonah, the Gosmahonios, the Rosh. A group of Rishonim say it's from the words of who? From the words of Rav Nachman. However, the Rashba argues, and he says these words are from the words of Ravuna, that he was closer to. Wow. And he was closer when he said, I did the wrong thing, the halacha was like Rav Nachman. However, are you with me? Mm-hmm.
However, here's the Shar Rishonim. It's not the Furish, at least the Rashba has the Furish that he was closer to.
According to the Gears of other Shom, number 14, Rebuda was Kozabo. But Tyson Bobasco, get this, and that's on a base, but now within Pasco Moyden, says when an Amorah Shosei to someone who has the cash on him, it's assuming it's Kozabo when he doesn't give an answer. And he's voted to the one who has the cash. Unless it's the Talmud that has the cash on a Rebbe, then maybe the Rebbe Shosei is no Ryan in his voting, but Tobi just didn't think it was good cash. That's why he didn't answer. So, all the Rishonim passed in the Allah is like Rav Nachman. All the Rishonim say the Allah is like Rav Nachman. And since all the Rishonim, if you go out, then I have to stop, right? No. You have to go out. You need a tissue? Okay, so we see that what? Don't worry, if you gotta go, you gotta go. So we see the fairies that what? We see the fairies that the Allah is like Rav Nachman. All the Rishonim hold like Rav Nachman, yes? Now I want you to get this. There are Gaonim, Svarim Gaonim. The Meiri Rasmapas says the Gaonim Svarim Pasim Rabuna. Wow! Please get it. They're Gaonim, they're Svarim, Gaonim Svarim says Pasim Rabuna that the Kviya Sud is totally the Dasa Oko, not totally objective. And according to the Gaonim Svarim, the Meiri quotes, you have to say Rabuna stuck to his guns, and he passes against Rabuna. And the truth is, if you look at the Sefer Ali HaZoylo, whenever there's a Machlech, Rehuna Rav Nachman, he passed the Rehuna and Dinim, and Rav Nachman Dinim Momnes. Dinim is this. Dinim is this, so it fits in good. Yeah. In other words, there are the Meiri Kos Svarta Gonim that say that Rehuna, Yashir, Spisu, is probably the Dasa Oko, and they passed the Rehuna. The Rehuna stuck with his guns. And he argues with Rabbanan. And the truth is the same. I think Zohar says, whenever there's a Machlech Rabbuna of Nachman, we pass like Rabbuna of Dinim, with Dinim is like this case, against Nachman. We will pass like Nachman Dinim Omnis. Rabbanan is the leader of Zabaki and Dinim Omnis, not Rabbuna of Dinim. But the wife said, this is a tremendous Yiddish to say that Rabbuna stuck to his guns. Can't hear you. It is? Yeah. I think it was earlier safer also. I think Shar Hay Perik Bays, I think it was a earlier safer on the soil. I think so. Well, you're right, he did write a safe like that. But I think it was an earlier safer called the soil. Okay, that answers number what? That answers 14, 15. What do we say about the Saba, the will of Rebuda Chas? Rebuda Chas was one of the Rishayim. Remember that? What do we say about his will? So he said it was very interesting because the Gemara has the next story. The Rav Yehuda married off his son to the house of Rav Yehuda Bar Chaviva, to the daughter of Yehuda Bar Chaviva. That means they had the same what?
Name.
They had the same name. Yeah. Rav Yehuda was Meshadach his Beno. And it seems that this Shidduch, the Mechutanim, had the same name. Rav Yehuda was the father of the Chassan, and Rav Yehuda Bar Chaviva was the father of the Kabbalah. Both their names are Yehuda. Isn't that a problem? Rav Yehuda Chassan in his will, Oskof Dal, Rav Yehuda Chassan is one of the great Rishonim, says that if two people, if the names are the same, the Mechutanim, they should marry them off to one another, the kids. If you look there, he has a suffix on this psak, whether this is said what? I want you to say, whether this is said only for his family, or was it said for all of Klal Yisrael? You follow me? There's a suffix about this. Okay? Now, if you look in Rabbi Yosef Engel, he has the Girsa Rav Chaviva or Rav Yehuda Chaviva. So according to this Girsa, the name Yehuda, Ein Shmo Rak Yehuda Kishem Avi Achasim, right? It was not the same exact name. It was Rav Chaviva or Rav Yehuda Chaviva. You follow me? So the Yehuda was only the Ein Shmo Rak Yehuda Kishem Avi Achasim. Okay. The Ruach Chaim, the Chaim Velazer, and Sumas Abed is going to give him answers. Rav Yehuda married off his son in the house of Rav Yehuda, not the daughter. It was Bebesol Shel Rav Yehuda Bar Chaviva, not with the daughter of Yehuda Bar Chaviva. That's why it says Bey Rav Yehuda Bar Chaviva. You follow me? It was the house. So Akasha doesn't start. Are you writing this down?
Yeah.
And then, however, the Yafi the Talmud Doch is this pshat.
because the Gemara in Ksuba says Ravini Dasik Labrei Bei Rav Chaviva. It's mashma there in that Gemara in Ksuba Chesam and Aleph that they're Meshadach his son with the Bas of Rav Chisda, like Rashi says over there. Doesn't mean house. So, you know what his conclusion is? The Afa Toma, that we don't hold like the Tzava. The many places in Shas against the Tzava. The Noti Biyuda has a famous comment, I'll do it to Yonah Ben Ezra Sumanayin Tess. He asks on Rav Yudah from many places in Shas, and he gives an answer that it was only written for his family, not for the whole world. Okay? Pirishkach Legabi Kol Tzava also. He says, not just by the Mechutonim. So, Lomaisa, the poskim may give many other tirutzim to answer this up. Remember I told you if Moshe writes in the tshuva that if the chassan and kala don't care, it's fine. It's up to them. If other people and family are about that, I don't care. It's all up to the chassan and kala. Okay, that answers number 15. 16. Let's go. I want you to learn a lesson from this. You know, this is between me and me. Some rebbeim would say, forget it with one guy. I don't do that. You follow me? Lean that up. You know what I mean? They wouldn't give. You know what I'm saying? I don't want it. He needs a zimu. I know he needs at least two guys. You know, they have three in total. I don't care about my son. I want you to learn a message this the rest of your life, my son. You follow me? Doesn't make a difference. 16. What do we say on the word tzitzi? What does tzitzi mean? So the Gemara says they married him off and they brought in front of them Pasa Baba Kisman. And then he heard, Rav Yudah came in, he heard him saying Amotzi. So he says, what's this sitzi that I heard? Maybe it's Amotzi left him in the arts. Are you guys saying that? They said, yes, it is. Like it says in the Brisa, Rav Muna said, Pasav HaKis, you say Amotzi. And Shmuel says, love like Rav Muna. He said, what are you talking about? Well, it's not like Rav Muna. They said to him, what are you talking about? You yourself, how can you say that? Shmuel Pasav HaKis, like you yourself said the name of Shmuel, that we fat Lachmanios, we do Erev Chatzeres, we say Amotzi. He says, no, that's because of Kovei Suda. When you're not Kovei Suda, you can't say it. So Mestami was upset with them. So what do we say, Lamaisa, on Tzitzi? So I'll tell you what we said on Tzitzi. Okay? What do we say on Tzitzi? The Tosfos Chachmei Anglia, there's another Gemara in Shas in the days of the Ravada Barava said a bracha lasso Tzitzis. And Rav Nachman also came, what's the tzitzi that I heard? Yeah. And there's, I'm giving you another place in Shas where tzitzi appears. Here is tzitzi referred to Motzi Mechorin. There it referred to Lasso Tzitzis. He didn't like the Lashon of the Bracha. But what I want to bring out to you is the following. Are you with me?
Yeah.
The Gemara later on, in Beis of Beis, we learned that, said that if Chabura was mazmin themselves to eat together at place X, yes? One guy says a bracha for everyone. That was only by Achilles Lechem, but not by other foods. That's why Rav Yudah got upset with them. You follow me? Follow this. He says, if each guy sang his own bracha, that's why he says, Shamina Kamavark Lashon Rabin, didn't say Lashon Yachin. Yes? Must be that they hold what? Einzu Achilles Kvias Kachilles Pas. Must be no Kvias. Each one sang his own bracha. So if each one sang his own bracha, and there's no Kvias, then why are you saying Amotzi? You should say Almizonos. In order to prop up Pasav HaKisnin from Mizonos to Amotzi, you need to be a Suda. But the fact that you guys are each saying your own bracha is an indicator that there's no Kviya Suda. So why are you saying Amotzi? It's a very beautiful pshat. Thank you. It's a very powerful pshat, no? And that's what he was hinting to them and saying, my tzitzi, what are you guys doing? Why do I hear many times Amotzi? If you hold it that it's a pas, then one guy should be saying the bracha. If you hold it's not pas, then everyone should be saying the zonos. Who said this pshat? The Kedusha of Bracha. The Sefer Kedusha of Bracha. Amazing. The Sefer Kedusha of Bracha said this pshat. Thought it was an amazing pshat. Okay? Fine. That's number 16. That's what I want you to get on 16. 17. What did the Slach say on the Sefer of Tzitzi? So the guests held that Pasav HaKisnin was a din of Pas, that a Motzi Lechem Rav should be said. So Mestama they did what? They washed their hands before a Motzi. So the Slach asks, why did Rabbi Yehuda astonished on them B'Shas HaMotzi? Why wasn't he astonished on them when they washed? Right? Because if the whole pasuk like this, you can be a sudi, you need to wash and bench, to wash and say a motzi and then bench. So why is he asking them only when he heard the motzi? Should he yell at them when they were washing their hands? It's a great kashya, no? You got that? So the Shlach answers because Rav Yehuda wasn't there at the time that they what? Washed their hands. It says ki asa. He came at a time when they were about to say a motzi. So therefore, that was indicating to us that Rav Yehuda was not there until the time of a motzi. Otherwise, if he was there, he would have yelled at them then. If he was there. It's a good deal, no? Yeah, excellent. Kiyasa, excellent. Now, proud of you. Very good. Then answer number 17. 18. What are the shitas in Rishon that are magdil lachmanios? Okay? Let's get it. What are the different shitas in Rishon about lachmanios? You with me? Because that's what they're reading. You ready? So Rashi and the Rashba say lachmanios was uvlish. What's uvlish? That was made with balila ava. Correct. A thick dough. Excellent. That's what Taisa says. Nirmas lachmanios, the Russian Simon Lamed. Okay? Uvlish lamaisa. You got it? This is what Rashi and the Rashba say uvlish is. Okay. They quote it now. Now Tosus attacks this. Tosus and the Rush attack that and say uvlish is pas gomor. It's not pas about the kisim. They argue and they say it means kneelish. Kneelish is wafers that are made with balila raka, soft dough. And then Tosus concludes with the third sheet that Rabbeinu Shimshin held. You don't say a kneelish amotzi because he said it was a porridge. And even if you're kaveh a sudan porridge with the day to tomorrow, you never say what? You never say amotzi on it. You got that? Porridge is daisa. It's like noodles. Remember, see, you can eat tons of noodles? Noodles are not possible like this. They're always going to be mazonos. So therefore, Lamaisi says, Lefishitoso, do not say lachmanios are nilish. Okay? Because he said it can't be nilish. So at the end of the day, either it's what? Uvalish, which is what? Balila ava. They argue on that. Taisus and the Rosh would say it's pas gomor. So they say it means nilosh, which is balila raka. And then Rabbi Shimshon says, no, it can't be nihilos, because you never would say amotzi nihilos. Nihilos is daisa, and it never lends itself to kviya suda. Even a kviya suda, it's still a mazonos. So according to his sheet, the Rabbi Shimshon, who's Rosh Mishans, you cannot say lachman is nihilos. What does he hold? I don't know what he holds. Maybe he holds like the first sheet. That's uvalish. Maybe. Okay. That's 18, 19. What is an Erev Chatzeris? Because the Gemara says, Beferish. It says Marvin Ben. Now it's interesting. We had earlier in the year on Lamed Chesemes. It was earlier in the semester. Actually, it was earlier. I think it was. No, it was first semester. No.
We had it in that semester too. I thought it was just this Gemara.
Yeah, I don't remember. It said that we had a Gemara that Erev could have been one of three pshatim. Remember? Remember Erev? We went through Erev Tashilin. Which Gemara was that? Let's. Excuse me. Let's remember which Gemara that was, because here everyone agrees. Thank you. Here everyone agrees it means Erev Chatzeres. Which Gemara was that? You, if you remember, Lamaisa. I thought it was Kemi Savabo Mitzacha Ada the Savabo Mitzachris. Wasn't it on that Gemara? The Gemara had different shitas, what it was used for. You remember? Yeah. No, it's Rifted Erev. No, it's Lamitessim Beis. I think it was the beginning of this semester. No? When do we start? Where do we start at the beginning of the semester? You remember? I thought it was Lamed.
We start at the beginning, the bottom of the Lamed Festival.
Yeah, I agree with you. This was the beginning of the semester. It feels like years ago, no? But in that Gemara it said you used it for Nevin Mitzach Risi. What's the Mitzach Risi? It said Rifta De Ruva, remember? Rifta De Ruva, we had different sheets as what that was. Remember? We actually had three different possibilities. It's either Erev Chatzeres, Erev Tashil, Erev Tchumen. Here, everyone agrees it's talking about Erev Chatzeres. Okay? That they used it for Erev Chatzeres, these Lachmanios. And what is an Erev Chatzeres? That's what I want you to get. This is number 19. What is Erev Chatzeres? So Erev Chatzeres is Erev Chatzeres is the following. Erev Chatzeres is the following concept. You have an apartment building, let's say, in the Heights, anywhere in Lamaisa. And you have a chatzar also that many houses are enclosed with walls. Minatayra, it's Rosh Hashiachim. In the apartment building is Rosh Hashiachim. You can carry from apartment to apartment, Minatayra. Shlomo HaMelech came along and made a takana that if there are different people living in different units, in different apartments or different houses in the wall, it's also to go from the houses to the chatzar or to the hallway or from the chatzar to the houses to carry things or to carry from one house to another until all the neighbors make one unit together in order that you won't come to what? Carry. We're afraid to start carrying from the city to a field. You follow me? People were afraid that you start carrying from Shisharabi. Yes? This Erev is called Erev Chatzeres. Because by using Pas, you put all the what? You put everything together and all the Shechanim come together, and you don't make Erev Chatzeres on foods, you do it on Pas. Yes? You got that? So, putting the Pas in one, it combines them all together. That's what the Rambam said, because Erev Berkalf, Alachavtach, Abbeis, Alachatal, Alachazayin, Alachaches. And all types of bread are kosher for Erev Chatzeres, and here you have a situation with Lachmanios. Okay, that answers number 1920. What is the story in the Gemara by Rav Papa visiting Rav Huna, Rav Huna Breder of Nassan? Let's get it. Rav Papa visited Rav Huna Breder of Nassan. Rav Papa was older than Rav Huna Breder of Nassan. That's what Shiri Gon writes. Many places it says Rav Huna Bar Nassan asked Rav Papa Shiloh. So here you have Rav Huna visiting him. Why? Rav Papa was older. Why is he visiting him? Because he was the Rosh HaGolo at the door of Rav Ashi. That's what Shri Ragon says. He was Zayich in the Torah Gedula. He was a big Talmid Chacham, and he was also wealthy. Rav Ashi was even greater than him. And Rav Huna Bar Nassan was kafuf to him. Okay? Nevertheless, we find many times that Rav Ashi quotes Halacha Bishmo. Okay, so here we have Rav Papa visits Rav Huna Bar Nassan, and after they finished the Suda, yes, they brought some extra food. And Rav Papa was about to take it and eat it, and he ate it. And they asked Rav Papa, "What are you doing?" They called him Mar. Mar is a lashon of the Rabbanis. They talk in the third person, I guess. It's a Bakovadic expression. And Amora never talks about an Amora in Shlomo Bafanov, El Mifnei Adam Shlishi. Lo Yomer Amora Mar. I guess when he's talking to the person, he's talking to the Rosh Yeshiva, he say, "Mar, don't you hold that Gomer's also to eat? Don't you hold that gummer zasa to eat?" So if you hold gummer zasa to eat, what are you doing, Lamaisa? Zasa to laksa with echol, until you say berkas amazal. Then he'll need a bracha. He should go to right to benching. What are you doing? So Rav Papa said back, and I want you to know something. Rav Papa said, it says, Silek. Silek is also lichos. It's not totally on when you finish or not. It doesn't say gemar. It says salak. And the siyum asud is talik in the removal of what? The bread from the table. Even though I finished personally my eating, I'm allowed to go back and eat because I didn't yet remove the bread and the food from the table. So therefore what I did is correct. You got me? That answers which one? Number 20. 21. What does Toitzis say in Jemaskal Solon? Toitzis says that Derek was to remove the shulchan Kodem Birkas HaMazon, you get the impression. Yes? That's why they were yelling at him. Yes? But Taisa says that's difficult. According to our minig, we have a minig where Makbid not to remove the lechem, kodem what? Kodem Birkas HaMazon, right? We said there might be a Girsa problem here. Shailafonov Shanu Makbidim Lasalik Alechem Kodem.
Where's the
Girsa? And Dalit in the Bach, Lamaisa. Klomer Lamalim Masakin Gama Shulchan. So caution, our minig Shalanu. Tois is bothered by the cats of Dimaskal Sola Gitmar. Tois is Dimaskal Sola Gitmar is saying the following. He's saying Sola Gitmar. Tois is saying is like Lamais is Mashma from the Gemara that Derek was removed the Shulchan the Sofa for Bekas HaMazon. That's why Lamais is called that the table's not removed. I'm going to see it tonight. But what do you do according to our minig? That we're makbid not to remove the bread. The Gemara says Beferish that they used to remove the table with the bread four Birkas a Muslim. Our minhag is against that. We keep it on the table. You follow me? Our minhag seems to be against the Gemara. That's Tosfos asking. You got that? So what's Tosfos' answer? Maybe in those days, where each guy had his own table, right? They wouldn't remove the table before the Mavarech. They would just remove it in front of the other Mesubin. Because each one had his own tray, and each one would Messiah to eat, and they would Mesalek the Shulchan Lofanach. Right? Because they don't need the table anymore for Birkas HaMashiach. Enkin, the Mezamein, he needs his table. And therefore they didn't remove his table. But nowadays, that we eat on one table, it's not proper to remove the table till after Birkas HaMashiach. You follow me? So let me say it again. In the times before, each guy had his own table. So when each guy would eat, they'd remove the table before Birkas. But the Mezamein, they keep the table in front of him before. Nowadays, we have one table, we'll look weird, remove the table, therefore we keep it. Okay, that's still 21. 22. What was the sefer with Rav Reb Zeira, Iklu Lebei Resh Kulusim? Let's get it. Says Rav Reb Zeira, they visited the house of the Resh Kulusim. Yes? Mm-hmm. Resh Kulusim was the exilarch, Rosh HaGolus, and Nasi B'Yisrael, in Bavo. Rashi says the Rosh HaGolus from the Zera Davin HaMelech. That's what Rashi says by Yechi. So Rav Reb Zeira visited the Resh Kulusim. After they removed the trays from in front of them, they sent them another piece of meat. Ristina. They sent them a piece of meat. Ristina is a piece of meat. Or a tafshul is muruv with pas from the Resh Kulusim. Yes? Rav ate it. Reb Zeira didn't eat it. Reb Zeira says to Rav, why did you eat it? They removed the table. Don't you hold sea lake as usher to eat? You have to wait till Birkas HaMashiach and say new bracha. Rava said back to him, I'm not cholik on that din. Of course I hold like that din. This is different here. Because we rely on who? We rely on the Resh Kulusim's tray. Correct. And since his table was not removed yet, Kolzmano is there. If he has this extra, sends us extra food, we're part of that one. We're part of that meal. Because they're orchim. And even though in their own mind they finished the Suda, possible that the Suda might continue, and the Baal Bais, Yavi, Me'achal Nosav, will bring more food. This is not that Dafkal Esul Dashalark, it's by anyone who's a guest. That's what Tosfos says, Lamais. Okay, so that's the story. You follow me?
Tosfos says,
Tosfos says in the Taka Sheni that it's not just the Din Resh Kulusim. Any Baal Bais, you're told in the Baal Bais if you're a guest. Any guest is told in the Baal Bais. So that's the story. That answers number what? Number 22. 23. What did Tosfos Reb Zeira say? So Tosfos Reb Zeira says the following. He asks Apella. He says, according to the Mefarshei Olam, yes, Rashi and Tosfos Chulin, the Gemara says at the end of the suit, if you say Havlan V'Navrach, which means what? Let's go bench. It's also to drink. But the Gemara says only it's also to drink without a bracha. But if you say a bracha, it's mutter. So why didn't they eat? Why didn't Reb Zeira eat? Why didn't Reb Zeira eat even though they removed the table? Just say a new bracha. Right? It's not the end of the world. Why did Reb Zeira attack Rava? You want to eat, then say a new bracha. Like the Gemara says over there, Rashi plays a Masber and Chulin. It's a great kasha, no? What's the answer? The answer is that the tafshul they sent wasn't just a piece of meat. It was a piece of meat with bread in it, bread on it. Would have to wash and bench, and it would have been a big torah to do that, and wash and say amotzi a second time. Lamai said, that's why what? That's why he didn't want to eat it. Again, so you have to remember, this was before Birkas HaMashiach. But he's saying that in your own mind, it's interesting, no? In your own mind, even though you think you're finished, right? In your own mind, even though you think you're finished, but the bottom line is you'd have to what? Because you thought you finished, you have to rewash and say amotzi. He didn't want to have to do that. But in a chanami, he would have. But it was just a tircha. That's what Tosfos says here in this chiddush. You got what I'm saying? It's a chiddush because you'd have thought that what? Oh, it calls money on bench. Everything's covered. No. You thought you were done, and you sent some of the bread again, you're going to have to wash and bench. You have to wash and say amotzi. Would you have to bench first? Would you have to bench first before that? Seems not that way. Seems you do one benching on everything. Seems that way. No?
I would say we're very special.
What is Tosfos bothered by here? He's saying, based on what Rashi tells you in Chulin, there's no great shakes if you want to continue to eat. Just say a new bracha, right?
Yes.
So why did Rabzeir just do that? Right. Why did he refuse to eat? Even though this was Mesiach Das.
It's not, just, it's not good.
No, the answer is because the tafshil had pas in it, had bread, he'd have to rewash and say a motzi, and that's a big tircha to do. I'm just asking, would he have to say one birkas or muslin at the end on all the food he ate, or would he have to say a birkas or muslin and then wash it and bench it?
It's two birkas. It's two birkas or motzi, not one birkas or muslin.
Right, that's what I'm asking. What do you think he's assuming here? What do you think he's assuming here? That's what I'm bothered about. What do you think?
Well, any other bracha that you make within the meal is covered by the birkas hamazon.
Right. But here we're talking about a case that you said hava v'nivrech.
We also have the klal kolshim barach klal barach.
Right, right. So you're saying that we're assuming he would have benched. You're assuming he would have benched.
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either. I get the impression he would not have benched. I'm not sure if we're saying a lot of bench. In other words, what would we tell him to do in that case?
Is the rule of Kol Shemivari, is that a rule that you need a bracha for negative bracha? Or is it just...
You understand what I'm saying, what I'm stopping about?
Yeah, I
hear you. What's your impression?
I want to know what the exact ruling of the making a bracha before making a bracha after is. Is that you have to have a bracha achrona kineged a bracha rishona, or you just have to have a bracha achrona? If it's kineged, then you...
What do you mean by kineged? What are you saying?
Like, you make a bracha rishona, therefore you need a bracha achrona. And if you make another bracha
rishon,
you need another bracha
akhara. Yeah, but I don't know if that's
covered.
Yeah, I don't know if we don't say that cloud. We say a motzi is a birkas of Muslim. Why can't you say birkas of Muslim with one at the end and cover both? The reason why you're washing again and motzi again because you thought you were done. That's what he's bothered by saying. What? So kind of dafka below bracha shulafolo. But if you mavare. What's your impression? My impression is that you'll say one because of Muslim at the end. I don't know.
I think Lamai said we say seven bracha on the hakel, but and then we don't have to make a second bracha.
Well, he's saying that.
I'm skipping like the longest part.
Right, but the thing is, it seems like he could, but it would have been a bit tircha. He could have said the bracha motzi. He just said the bracha, but okay. All right, we have to think about it. Okay, I'm proud of you. What did you say? I don't know. You don't get the impression that he's going to bench and then do it. He's going to go right to eating it. Well, it doesn't seem like they bench right there. You know what I mean? Seems like Rava ate before benching, you know?
Right, what's the tircha? The tircha is pushing. The tircha is saying the bracha again, and the tircha is pushing off the bench.
Yeah, but the word is here is about yisur of eating. You can eat and drink as long as you say a bracha. It doesn't say anything about the birkas of Muslim, you know? That's what I'm saying. I get the impression there's only one birkas of Muslim. Okay. Have to check it out. Okay, what answer is that answer? 23. 24. What does Taisis ask? Ataka the Risho, the first ataka. So what does Taisis say? Taisis says the following. Let's get it. Taisis Mechadesh. Following Kiddush. Let's get it. Okay? Taisa says in the first Takeh, the Takeh, he says, someone forgot to eat that we come in the Seder night. He already said he's going to bench. What are you going to do? Says the Hadass. He's got to rewash in San Monsi. Why? Why is it not too late? Because he's relying on the trade of Balabas, who
who hasn't yet eaten his avikoman, so he's still okay. You got him? What happens if you forgot your vegetable and you eat the avikoman? You still don't have to go back. You still get a lot of matzahs, including the Shulchan Aruch, and you had in mind to be able to eat the avikoman. Amazing. Well, isn't that an amazing line? I thought Mitzvah Shem was Kavanah. Maybe by a few, we assume it's self-understood that you're going to do it. Yes? From Taisa Mash, once you bet, you don't go back and eat the avikoman, even if it's in very, very well and close. In Shulchan Aruch, though, it says, you don't remember to eat the avikoman until you bet. If you remember before you said Berger Agafen, you wash your hands and say, I'm about to eat Afikoman and say Agafen, you drink toast. Isn't that amazing? Only if you don't remember what after you make a toast, you don't eat it. You're relying on Matzi, Tokasudan. Those are all Shulam and Hindi Shastishan. But I want you to get that Shulam down. Shulam says, against the places that it's Matzi, Shulam, and that's the business. If you don't remember what after you eat Afikoman, that makes a Muslim. But if you remember Berger Agafen, rewash again. It's amazing. Before you drink the third cup, you can rewash again, eat that most. Tosos Mashro, once you drink the, even if it is a river cup, it's too late. Okay? You got that? Please get that. Then Tosos continues and says that it says in the Gemara Kula and Hava and Nara, it's also to drink without a bracha, and it's also by everything, all the suit. Right? So what's he bothered by? That's Dafu and Abalabai said it, but not the other. If the Eirik has said it himself, the Mesubin are not Asr. Okay? He doesn't have the Koyak to Asr on the people. When we say it's Asr to eat, the Elam Rabbah, that's definitely the Balabas says it. But for the Oreach, he doesn't ask for all the Mesubin. Even he himself can be Kosovo and eat with the Balabais. Even if the Oreach said Havan Liver, he can eat with the Balabais without a Rabbah. Because he relies on the Balabais, and his Havan Rabbah is not considered a problem. That answers number 124, 25. Let's go. You ready? Come on, focus to the end. 25. What did we say? What did Taisus Hasheni, the second? There's two toasts from Ataka. What's Taka, Ataka, the second one say? It used to be fruit and bring the orchid, the Zafir Zed. You know, one, they get every 5 minutes here, one after another, you need a rock on each one. Wow. Every 3 days, I'm trying to say, you were rich. Because you don't know if they're going to give you more. So you're always caught off guard. So you think you're done, and they keep bringing it to you. Then Tosfos backs out of that by saying, you don't need to have it because you're relying on the Shulchan of Baal Bayis, and he's there. He's there at the Shulchan of Baal Bayis, and therefore, like the Rishon Lus, you don't need to go back and say, I'm wrong. Okay? Mm-hmm. Fine. Let's continue now. That's 25, 26. What do we say, like, I've been in a mind, my friend, how about a nigga? Please get it. What does Tosfos say, you must have taken it? What does Tosfos say? Once you do my Ma'aronim after the Suda, you can't eat again until it's a muzzle. So too, we say, how about the Nimra? You say, let's wash. Even without washing, it's also eat until it's a muzzle. So what does Tosfos equate? Get it down. Please, get this down. What does Tosfos equate? He equates my Ma'aronim with how about the Nimra. And it's also eat without a bracha, but with a bracha, it's mutter. Just like Tosfos said in the Masker of Zayr. That after Havam Nirim, it's Asri without a Rabbah. Well, the Rabbah's mother. You follow me? See how Taisus equates my Rabbah with Havam Nirim? Without a Rabbah, so they assume. Well, the Rabbah's fine. If you look at Shulchan Aruch, it's not true. So in Kufa, it then said, Baalav.
You're allowed to eat after.
What did you say?
You're allowed to eat after
my Rabbah. He says that there's a difference between Havam Nirim and my Rabbah. Mukhabar says that if you wash my Rabbah, you cannot eat and drink until there is a muzzle. But if you say Havam Nirim, you can eat and drink with a bracha. My is you have to go right there as a Muslim. Havam Nirim, you can eat and drink with a bracha. So Machaber is against Isis. He's Machalik. My Machon is a point of you're done. Well, you can only have the bench, but there's Machalik Nirim, you can do Machalik.
I don't understand that.
Why? My Machon is much more powerful. It's not just a deep one. I did an action.
I know, but in the process of it, you're doing my Machon before Havam Nirim.
Yeah. So no, no, learn it. Havam Nirim is a deep one. You say, let's bench.
Yeah, 40 minutes. After my
Machon. No. You say, Havam Nirim when you're done with the meal. Before you do my Machon. You just say, it's time to go to the wash. It's time to bench. Then you do the action. So the deep one is not as powerful enough. Tyson equates it to. That's 25, 26. That's 26, 27. You with me?
Yeah.
27. What was the shirt for you to shoot a guy pass out the kissing? So what's the sheep do? Remember we said this? Objective, you asked me, I said, we get to the end of the year, Baruch Hashem. The Amud Mikov, we got there. Siyat HaNishmai, three or four bayim, or sudas erev, o boker. Again, three or four. You got it? It's considered to be, the kviyas suda is?
Three or four
bayim. Three or four bayim, that's one shita. Yes, three or four bayim, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes, Kusama Chesed Kuf Kuf Dalet, get it down, and it means a share of Suda Kuf Erev Uboker, which is much more. And he says that's what the Mishnah Berurah is noted to. Mishnah Berurah is noted to, Gimlik Bo'alov, Mashma, much more, might be. For example, if you're hungry, how many pieces of pizza will you have? If you're hungry for a meal, three. Now, two could be what? Two could be Dalet Bayim.
Yes.
But three is where you really fill up. You probably need four, but okay, let's say three. Three of them, okay? So that's how much you get, and we try to do the three, to be mocking. So if you know you're going to have three, then you should wash and bench, and pass them on the kiss this pizza, according to the Shita of what? Of the Rambam, right? And therefore, what? You wash and you bench, no problem. You wash and say, how much you bench? You have three. But I want you to get to those notes here. That's number 27, 28. What's the Kiddush of the Magen Avraham and the Shir Kviya Suda? Magen Avraham is a stunning Kiddush, but I want you to get it. You can add the tuna and egg salad to with the crackers. You can add the tuna and egg salad to reach Suda's Erev of Avraham. Doesn't just have to be from the what? Doesn't have to be from the dough, from the mizonos. You can add the other stuff that it's eaten with it. You got that? Magen Avraham is a Kusam Chesed Kukav base. Okay? He says you're able to use those things as a tzirut. Okay? The amazing kids, Magen Avraham. Sorry, it's Kusam Chesed Kukav Gimel. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
So you can use the other things, Mamais Vitzirut Advarim, to get you to wash and say, Motzi Vesh. You're going to eat, let's say, a bunch of crackers. You've got to eat a lot of crackers with the tuna neck salad that you have with it. Good one. Could add after to get you to suit Sarah Walker, and you would wash a mozi and drink as a muscle. What? That's 28. 29. What's the chiddush of the Chazanish? The guy with the sheep to the Magen Avraham. Chazanish, in Siman Lamed Daled, says if you eat other things, the tuna and egg salad, before you have the crackers, and then eat the crackers, then it's not mitzaref. Very interesting. It's one thing to mitzaref. Magen Avraham is enough for the chiddush. But the bottom line is, you have to eat them. Has to be first to have the crackers, you have the tuna egg salad with it. If you have the tuna egg salad first, and then you're having it, it's not going to be starved. Plus the fact that we should point out that the Chidah doesn't like the Magen Avraham's sock anyway. The Chidah argues. Chidah argues with Mulaisa, and the Chazanish seems to argue just as well. But the Pikpik Averka Yaisa, that he says, if you saw them in Sirva Dharma conversation with the things you ate with it, who says that so? That's the Rikki Yezim argues on that, Allah Khamal Mais. It's interesting. But even according to the Magen Avraham, that's only if you eat, I want you to get this, this is part of 28. Also, Shlomo Zalman writes, through Shabbos quotes, it has to be things that are normally eaten with the crackers. You know what I'm saying? Like tuna and egg salad. Only by from the regular level of some yachts and zones will start. If you start in Avalidoki, that's just a little bit of a handful of zones. Because if you start throwing anything in, there's got to be some ghoul, you know what I mean? It's got to be something that's normally eaten with it. You follow me? So get that, please, as well. That was number 29. 30. How does the Machaber possibly have possible to kiss them? What do we get after this? Please get it. The Machaber, Lopoko Maisa, quotes all the shittas of Pasav HaKisnin. Okay, he quotes all the shittas, and it's a very unique way he passes the kula by all the shittas. Yes, the kula meaning that what? What does the kula mean? So in other words, you say the zonas out of the kibbutz, if you have a suda, you have to wash, motzi, and bench. The bachas, I understand something. He says, according to Shita, that it's not a din of possible distance. If you say the zonas, you're on a little tisa. Because it's really bread. How can you say the zonas on all of them and have the Shita that you want to be making for all three? Aren't you risking it? You know? You follow me? All crackers are paskin. I think all the things are bread. You know what I mean? So the Drisha and the Taz answer, even if the din is lechem, the yotze to the evidence, the brick is mazonos, because it's muzzle. Shigami and dinam to lechem, you're still yotze with mazonos. But because of the Hashivas of Pas, they were koveya motzi and sholos brachos. Therefore, when you're not clear whether there's a Hashivas in this Pas, you can be makel and not say hamotzi. You follow me? Because there's a chumrah, yesh bo gam chumrah shel lomer b'chinam. You don't want to sit in bench for no reason. You follow me? So the bottom line is that if the din is kalechem and you treated it like mazonos, mazonos was good, and because you're kavei suda, that's why you're going to bench. But if it's not clear whether it's chashivas a pas, then you should be makel and just say mazonos and not say hamotzi, and then you won't say the birkas hamazon for what? You won't say the birkas hamazon for nothing. You follow me? That's the chiddush that comes out from Isa regarding what? Regarding this din of Pasab Abikistan. Now we're up to the takeifs here and up to the case of the Shemin in the Gemara, Haragel the Shemin and the Shalz Tifis. Even though we did mention that Taisis about taking with Dili Zedayim is Brochet, that's referring to Maya Machronin and washing from benching with Halam and Nivra. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day. You'll please send that to Usher?
Sure.
Very proud of you.